I'm James Herson, and this is Herson on Hollywood. Carrie Prejean. The pageant beauty is headed to court. She's filed a lawsuit against the Miss California USA officials who stripped her of her title, accusing them of libel and religious discrimination, among other causes of action. Remember how during the April Miss USA pageant, Carrie responded to an ambush question from one of the judges who happened to be Perez Hilton? She declared her opposition to same-sex marriage and ended up as first runner-up because of Perez's extremely low scoring. Carrie's complaint was filed in the Superior Court of California. Defendants are publicist Roger Neal and Miss California USA officials Keith Lewis and Shauna Mokler. The document alleges that Carrie suffered damages due to libel, public disclosure of private facts, religious discrimination, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and negligent infliction of emotional distress. Now that's a legal mouthful. When her title was taken away in June, Keith Lewis said the reason was, quote, contract violations, including some missed public appearances. He insisted to CNN's Larry King that Carrie told officials she was not interested in their input and would make her own decision about what she was going to do. He also said it was clear that Carrie was not interested in upholding the title or the responsibilities. After that interview, Carrie's lawyer, Charles Lamondry, fired off a letter to Keith Lewis's attorney demanding a retraction of what he called false and defamatory accusations. Lamondry called the claim of contract violations a complete and utter pretext for her firing. The lawyer wrote that Keith Lewis's representation about Carrie having missed appearances was an outright fraud. If this case makes it to court, Carrie's lawyer plans to prove that the reason her title was snatched away from her was because of her support of traditional marriage. Hey, wonder if Judge Judy is available. For Herson on Hollywood, that's a wrap.